Jerry Cobbin Kanagan and her family fished for Trident on and off for decades. She says the announcement was a huge shock for just about everyone she knows.
Speaking with management, there wasn't any heads up for anyone, and they decided, according to management, that they wanted full transparency so that the fleet would know. They don't have any buyers yet, but they wanted to put it out that everything is for sale.
The archipelago's Tanner crab season starts next month, but Kanagan says she's dismayed that there seems to be little commitment for upcoming fishing seasons.
They will be buying Tanners, and they will be buying for the A season of pollock. They cannot expand on anything else past that. So we are salmon fishermen, and they cannot guarantee that they will be available for us to buy our salmon.
A spokesperson for Trident declined to verify if they will be buying the species Kanagan cited and refused to comment further on the situation, only saying they're focused on supporting their employees, fishermen, and partners at this time. In a press release earlier this week, Trident wrote it would operate, quote, a significantly scaled back winter season in Kodiak, but did not provide any more information. Trident has a huge imprint in Kodiak. The processing plant is one of the biggest buildings in the city's downtown and has been part of the community for half a century. Kanagan says Trident leaving the island paints a bleak picture for the seafood industry as a whole, and that a lot of people have questions on what it means for other processors in town.
I think it's troubling for every one of us in Kodiak.
Pat Branson is the city of Kodiak's mayor. She says city officials didn't have any kind of advance notice that the processor would sell the Kodiak facility either. She says she met with Trident staff on Tuesday when the announcement went public, but didn't get any more information than was on the press release. Branson also shared concerns for the Kodiak plant staff and the families affected, especially going into the holiday season.
It's going to affect everyone, whether you're involved in the fishing business or not, because that's what our economic engine is here. So having a major player in our community like Trident putting their business up for sale is really a concern for all of us.
She says all the city can hope for now is that Trident will be transparent as potential sales move forward. Kanagan says she wanted to continue fishing for Trident, but now that the plant she lives near is being sold, she has a lot of questions about job security.
So it raises a tremendous amount of uncertainty in our minds right now of whether or not we will have a market. The other processing plant have full fleet, so where does that leave the 45 boats that fish for Trident out of Kodiak? Where do we go? What do we do?
It's currently unknown if Trident has any potential buyers for the Kodiak processing plant or any of its other plants listed for sale. In Kodiak, I'm Brian Venois.